Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Future of War, a History, by Lawrence Friedman, read by Michael Page. Introduction. My trade is courage and atrocities. I look at them and do not condemn. I write things down the way they happened, as near as can be remembered. I don't ask why, because it is mostly the same. Wars happen because the ones who start them think they can win. Margaret Atwood, The Loneliness of the Military Historian, 1995. In Greek mythology, the gods of war brought misery and mayhem. Ares, once let loose, became dangerous and terrifying. His companion, Enyo, destroyed cities, and his children embodied strife, fear, and dread. From Enyo's brother Polemos came the rarely used word polemology for the study of war, and the more frequent polemic for aggressive language. Polemos appeared in Greek literature as war's vicious personification. One of Aesop's fables describes how, as the gods chose their mates, Polemos struggled to find a partner. Eventually, only Hubris was left. She was the goddess of reckless, arrogant pride, from whom we get the word hubris. Polemos fell madly in love with Hubris and followed her wherever she went. The moral of the story was that the nations of the world should never allow Hubris to come among them, for if they did, war would not be far behind. The Romans also linked war with the intrigues of the gods. Virgil's Aeneid describes how war can become all-consuming, its furies sparing neither side, especially when it erupts into discordia, a civil war. Yet they also could see nobility and purpose in war. As Ares transformed into the Roman god Mars, he gained dignity and praise as a guardian of the people, rather than as a source of disruption. Enyo became Bellona, who came with shield and sword. She had her own temple for meeting foreign ambassadors, proclaiming victorious generals, and declaring wars. But Bellona was in no sense sedate. In early Roman times, she was honored by human sacrifices and drinking blood. Her role was to inspire and urge on the soldiers to violence. Virgil describes her as carrying a blood-stained whip. Bellona's name derives from the Latin word for war, bellum. This word lives on when we talk of people inclined to war as being bellicose or belligerent. The English wordsmiths of the first millennium, however, considered bellum to be inappropriately close to the word for beauty, bellus. They therefore looked for alternatives. The term that came into use was an Old English word for struggle or strife, gewinn. This was eventually replaced by the German weran, which meant something similar, and is linked to our word worse. Weran became weora and then wara in English and guerre in French. War, therefore, has a long association with confusion and discord, but also with honor and the defense of all that is most valued. This duality of war means that it is driven forward because something that really matters is at stake, yet shaped by means that are inherently destructive, unruly, hard to control and contain. This is why war invokes such contrary emotions. On the one hand, it describes the grim consequences of conflict. War can tear the heart out of communities. On the other, it can be a source of extraordinary solidarity. It tends to be filled with desperate moments of tragedy and sorrow, of cruelty and waste, but also of inspiring moments of heroism. The gadgetry of war fascinates just as much as its effects appall. States continue to prepare for war while professing to wish to legislate it out of existence. If they must fight, they insist, they will do so only for the most righteous of reasons, as a last resort, and in the most civilized manner. Western culture, not at all uniquely, is infused with a keen sense of this duality, of war as a terrible thing to happen, but on occasion a noble and necessary thing to do. We define war through this duality, acknowledging its inescapable violence, but requiring that at least this be organized and purposive. Random acts of violence or conflicts that are conducted without violence do not count as wars. The indictment of war